Emotional anchoring is a really interesting idea in buyer psychology. Imagine you just heard an old song, you smell fresh cookies baking, it's a beautiful day, it's sunny, you're outside doing your favorite
All of
activity.
those things create a feeling of nostalgia, and it's crazy powerful. Brands can spend millions of dollars trying to connect to their audience, but few tap into the emotional anchoring and the emotional triggers that most people trust innately, which is nostalgia. And it's not really about the past either, which it is. It's anchored in feelings of the past, but it's more about familiarity, comfort, belonging, all of those simplistic feelings, right? There's been a huge movement recently for simple living, right? I just want a simple life. And that is rooted in nostalgia and emotional anchoring. In your messaging, if you use nostalgia as an emotional anchor and as an emotional trigger, people are going to connect emotionally. They're going to believe in what you are saying. They're going to feel that connection, right? You don't really have to worry so much about selling. You still have to worry about selling the solution and the transformation, but you're really focused on selling the feeling.